producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Happy Labor Day. Although, if you're celebrating Labor Day, that probably means you're not listening to me. Good morning on a nice, bright Monday morning. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Just me and you today. Just me and you. A lot of us have been talking about it. Hasn't really been in the news this much. As a matter of fact, there's certain people that think that we have more imminent danger from global warming, which doesn't exist. As I slammed the pen into the pen holder. For those of us who have been raising the alarm about both the jihadist threat and the national security vulnerability created by this Obama administration's non-enforcement of the immigration law, a la securing the border, this should come as no surprise, but this is September the 1st. In 10 days, we will be celebrating another 9/11, another 9/11 anniversary. And Judicial Watch, whom I tend to believe, Judicial Watch. I don't really know what dogs they have in the hunt. I think they're rather non-biased. I like non-biased. I like somebody that doesn't have any dogs in the fight. Put out this statement. Islamic terrorist groups are operating in the Mexican border city of Ciudad Juarez and planning to attack the United States with car bombs or other vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices. High-level federal law enforcement, intelligence, and other sources have confirmed to Judicial Watch that a warning bulletin for an imminent terrorist attack on the border has been issued. Agents across a number of Homeland Security, Justice, and Defense agencies have all been placed on alert and instructed to aggressively work all possible leads and sources concerning this imminent terrorist threat. Specifically, they reveal that the militant group ISIS is confirmed to now be operating in Juarez, in our hemisphere, miles from our border. Juarez is a famously crime-invested narcotics hotbed situated across from El Paso, Texas. Violent crimes are so rampant in Juarez that the U.S. State Department has issued a number of travel warnings for anyone planning to go there. The last one was issued just a few days ago. They're picking up radio talk and chatter, indicating the terrorist groups are going to carry out an attack on the border. And it's coming very soon. According to this high-level source, who clearly identified the group's final plots as ISIS and Al-Qaeda, an attack is so imminent that the commanding general of Fort Bliss, the U.S. Army post in El Paso, is being briefed, another source confirms. Fort Bliss has a lot of main battle tanks, or they used to. I don't know what they have now. And we have our commander-in-chief. Now, this may be a marvelous piece of misdirection. If it is, he's good. He's coming out saying we don't have a strategy yet. He doesn't want to put the cart before the horse. I think what I've seen in some of the news reports suggests that folks are getting a little further ahead of what we're at than what we currently are. So, this is coming. And we have a little countdown clock. And, you know, just the sheer anticipation of it is terrorism, now that we know this. And here's the thing. If I lived on the southern border, when I went to the grocery store, because I'll tell you, if I was a terrorist and I wanted to maximize the body count, I would run the car bomb and I would have some guys situated somewhere near where the people are going to be running to when the car bomb goes off, because they're going to be running from it. And typically, your biggest group is going to be the ones that see it in front of them. So they're going to run the opposite way. I would have some guys with some weapons there to pick them off. So if I were you, if it was me, especially in Texas where you could open carry rifles, I think, especially in El Paso, I think that I would be staging a whole bunch, and you need to keep your head on a swivel. Car bombs can be parked and detonated. They can be driven and detonated, if that's what they're going to do. And but I would be carrying me a little kit around. By all means, carry your handgun with you. It has to be concealed in Texas, but carry that with you. But if you don't want to carry your rifle, have it where you can get to it. Because we got 10 days. And actually, there is no ticking clock. We got 10 days till the anniversary. But, and I'm sure if they can pull it off, they will try it. But knowing what I know about the border, I don't just think it would happen at the border. I think they would try to go beyond the border. I think they, you know, there's so many different ways we can look at this with a terrorist threat. As gun owners, if you're carrying a gun, wherever they may operate, you could possibly be pressed into service as the first responder. There's no easy way for me to get you to wrap your head around that. No easy way for me to explain to you that sometimes choices are taken away from you in self-defense. But you have to ask yourself, do you want to be caught unprepared? In addition to carrying some kit, part of your kit needs to be trauma stuff. You need to have trauma kits. Trauma kits, if you want to throw plates in there, throw plates in there. If you don't have this stuff already, at the very least, become more aware of what's going on around you. And understand that this fight, that this possible terror threat has been brought to you by this administration and their lack of policy and their lack of stones. And in a lot of cases, it may fall to us to actually do something about this on the ground. And I want to see how this impacts the current debate on the border crisis and immigration policy. The United States, which could hold a lot of people, but we have rampant unemployment. We need to be taking care of Americans first. Sorry, illegal immigrants. Sorry if I'm not compassionate. I just don't have it in my heart anymore because I've got a president trying to take my country down the drain. And in my own little minuscule way, when I took that oath, I came to believe that, you know, part of the responsibility of maintaining the republic was mine. So right now I have no compassion for you because the man that was supposed to be the commander-in-chief isn't. But that's okay. I volunteered when I went in the military. Not a problem for me. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
has a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right. Welcome back. On a Monday, on a Labor Day, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Let's go to the phones to a possible target area in Texas out of Austin. John in Austin, yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Morning, Bill. How are you
doing? Morning. I'm just laboring on Labor Day.
I'm about to go labor over breakfast. this border situation has me back. Basically, the way I read it is that the federal government here.
You're breaking up on me there, and I'm not catching what you're saying.
All right. How about now? How do you read?
Still a little choppy.
Now? 1, 3, 4, 5?
You're plenty loud. It's just chopping up.
Okay, let's try.
Yeah, have you got another line you can call back on? Because I want to hear what you got to say.
Not at the moment, but let's just try this and maybe it'll get better.
Okay.
You know, you had Rick Perry send 1,000 guardsmen down to the border. That's a drop of the bucket. You had where a border patrol agent fired on a civilian militia down there, and you know they're coming back in civilian militia trying to come in and fill the gap as a bunch of nutters, white supremacists, weekend warrior types. There were articles out of Esquire, out of all these other magazines, that just painted such a rosy picture of these guys who were really trying to do something and fill the gap. And really, if someone had half a brain, they'd get some of these special forces guys to come in and work with these militias, because that's what they're trying to do, working with indigenous forces, get them organized, get them squared away, and set up a position where they're, you know, can be more effective. Because it looks like it's going to be up to us to stop them from crossing. But then now we have the problem that they're in country. And who's taking care of that? Is the JTTF, Joint Task Force, are they geared up? Are they searching these people out? You know, Bill, it's like we're being set up. And they talk so much about imminent attack and this and that. Where are the sources? Who are they getting this information from? And they don't want us snooping around. They don't want the American citizen to do anything. They want us to sit back, hide in our bathroom, put this queen over our walls to protect us. I don't know what they want. You know, it's the whole thing has just got me vexed and angry. And,
well, in the end, it doesn't really matter what they're going to want, because at the opening bell, if and when all of this kicks off, they're not going to be there to be trying to do anything like that, and it's going to be citizens who are going to respond to it first. Regular people are going to respond to it first, and That'll be fine, because when I was in Europe, when I was in the army in Europe, going off post meant we were on the battlefield in West Germany. And I don't know if anybody's ever invaded a country like the United States where we're... In Germany, when I was there, there were people that had guns, but there was nobody carrying guns except the Polizei, which were very good, but they weren't ubiquitous. And... the rest of it, you know, there was not that much of a specter of the countryside coming alive and taking on an invader, which is what they will face, especially in Texas. If they attack, if they do a terrorist attack and they try to expand its scope a little bit, they're going to be in the middle of a battlefield where the countryside comes alive in all directions, whichever way they're facing.
See, the best scenario would be that this would go down in the Badlands of the border, but I don't see it. What I see, like, for example, you know, we have University of Texas. They put 50,000 students in that stadium every other weekend, not to mention half a dozen other universities in the area, like Texas A&M and Baylor and everything else. There's good targets. We got big, nice shopping malls. We've got enclaves of Muslims and Islamic groups that they can fall back into and blend in with. You know, or they can head up to Dearbornistan. You know, that's only about 25 hours away. That's a day of driving. And, you know, they're on home turf there. And so, you know, we need to take the approach like Australia has, you know, get out. Basically, if you don't want to live by Australian laws and assimilate to some of our culture, then leave. Get the heck out.
Yeah, you know? I watched, I'm running out of time here, but I watched a video of European Muslims all across Europe. They are so assimilated. So assimilated. John, thank you very much for the call. Have a very good Labor Day. Don't hurt your back when you're laboring over the breakfast.
Oh, those flapjacks get heavy, buddy.
Well, you know, one at a time. Small bites, 32 chews. Thank you, sir. I am waiting to see what happens. But I'm prepared for it. I don't know how much, you know, the thing about the United States is it's one big soft target. The 11th falls on a Thursday, so that opts out, you know, sporting events aren't going to be where they're going to hit. So then you got to look at your shopping malls, you got to look at town squares, you got to look at schools. School's in. And you've got to prepare yourself for the worst and hope for the best. And understand that this is a new reality brought to you by this administration. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
All right. Welcome back. On a Labor Day, on Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm going to make two statements. They're both true. Two statements that are both true. California has more draconian gun law than any state in the nation. Although a lot of them are trying to catch up. New Jersey coming in close. Statement number two. California has the best concealed carry permit policy in the United States. For those that get the permits. Not the non-shall issue part of it. Just what you get to be once you have that permit. Allow me to illustrate. In Bakersfield, California, they arrested and then quickly released a junior high school vice principal and concealed carry permit holder for having a firearm on school property. According to a statement from the police department, a Bakersfield police school resource officer at Tavis Junior High took Kent Williams, 51, into custody after it was reported the school employee had a firearm concealed in his backpack. Williams, who has a valid concealed carry permit issued by Kern County, had his firearm seized and was booked through the Kern County Jail. And he was placed on administrative leave by the school districts. Here's the problem with that. In California, if you have a concealed carry permit, all the prohibitions about not being able to carry a gun into a school or carry a gun into the police department or to a courthouse or anything else. Guess what? You're carved out of that because you're regarded in the same manner as the police. Oh. Oh. Who'd have thunk it? Sergeant Joe Grubb told ABC 23 on Thursday afternoon, after further review of the California Gun-Free Zone Act in consultation with the Kern County District Attorney's Office for the Bakersfield Police Department, has determined that it does not appear to be a violation of the act for a holder of a valid concealed weapons permit to possess a firearm on a school campus. That's got to be a kick in the pants for the anti-gunners to realize, in California especially. In California. Let's go to the phones. We're going to talk to the Desert Eagle out of New Mexico. Yes, sir.
Well, you're fast this morning.
I'm working on it, man, you know. Got it. You know, it's boom, 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 guerrilla radio.
Yeah. Okay, real quick one for you here. Laboring on Labor Day. Just thank God we're not in labor on Labor Day. For guys, that'd really be hell.
Go ahead.
Are you there?
I am. I'm listening to you.
That's bad. I've got a captive audience. Okay, El Paso, if you think about it, about 2.5 years ago, they had a car bomb go off prematurely, if you remember.
I do.
Evidently, they were trying to teach somebody how to vote for a bomb, and someone got a little overzealous, I think, about putting the detonator to the C4 or something. Didn't ground themselves, or it was a little bad, that thing, to figure it out. And then down in Cedar Juarez, not in Cedar Juarez, but in Chihuahua, a little further down into the country, they had two others go off. So apparently they had a bad instructor or something for those guys. That was about two and a half years ago. Two of the instructor friends of mine for Appleseed live in El Paso. And it's a common thing for the cartels to set their mob bullets across the river all the time into downtown. He works in a hospital that is right about, I think he said it's about 26 blocks from the main border crossing. And they're constantly having to have windows replaced on the south side because people lob their bullets in. Now, talking to a friend of mine in Artesia the other day. He's Hispanic male, in his 40s. And we were discussing this, and we were discussing drug cartels. And getting into the war situation, you know, if they're going to pop off, if they're going to come across and do this. And I explained to him, I said, he's in a very, very bad spot. Because he was wishy-washy all the way. He's a gun owner. Pretty good shot, too. Serious. He can hold a 16-inch group of 300 yards. So we were discussing that, and I explained to him, I said that he's in a real bad situation, and he wanted to know why. Problem is, the drug cartels are Hispanic. The decent neighbors that I know that are Hispanic, good folks, I mean, born here, raised here, can't stand the crap on the inside of the border, stand against illegal immigration, everything else. When the shooting war starts between the cartels and the citizens, the folks that are on this side, that, and I can be just as guilty of it as anybody else, if they see Hispanic, it's a target. And he got to thinking about that, and he realized just how much of a problem that was. And I said, yeah, I said, I'm going to go back to the, you know, master and commander, tie a red ribbon on your white, you know, bicep or something, so we know the good guys. So, Bill, I really, we're sitting on a powder keg down here, seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
And some numbnuts keeps putting cigarette butts into the open powder waiting for it to go off.
Well, you know, it's going to be primarily this. As far as, you know, I know a few Border Patrol agents. They're Hispanic American. They very firmly believe in the Constitution, and I have, you know, despite the Border Patrol, and we're going to talk about the Border Patrol firing on a militia member in a minute, but despite that, you know, we'll be able to tell who the good guys are by which way they're aiming.
That's true.
And if we need to, if we need to get some sort of a designator, that's fine. We can have a designator. We'll figure it out. You know, they've got these combat shirts now that have Velcro on them that you can just slap the patch to it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting down here because I've got, unfortunately, if living in a ghost town like I do, population 12, halfway between Carlsbad and Artesia, New Mexico, it is hilarious if it wasn't so sad. Artesia is the conservative bastion of the county.
Right.
And let's put it this way, four of the top 10 oil companies in the United States, not the world, but in the United States, have their corporate offices in little old Artesia, New Mexico, population 50,000. Carlsbad, on the other hand, is the liberal capital of southeast New Mexico. And here I am between, you know, it kind of goes back to that old Clint Eastwood movie, you know. Rojo's on the left, Williams on the right. There's money to be made in this town. No, I'm covering my butt, buddy. So, on a Labor Day, I wish you good, boss.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Don't eat too much barbecue.
No promises.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
And keep your surgical gloves on when you eat the barbecue. That way you can strip them off and you don't have A1 sauce on your finger.
That's right. Because I don't want to have to, you know, gun residue, cordite, that's fine. Clean it off. A1, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Take care, boss.
Bye. All right. The border thing, you know, if you're not feeling the heat, knowing that rocks throw away, there is ISIS, turn and face it. Maybe you'll feel it then. It's real. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. manipulation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right. Welcome back. On a Labor Day on Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Right now on the border, there's a lot of private property right there sitting on the border. And the Border Patrol has to ask permission to get on that private property. And in a lot of cases, these property owners are allowing militias in there, which is not a bad thing. It may be the shape of things to come. However, we had a Border Patrol member mistakenly fire on a militia member because he saw a guy with a gun. Border Patrol agent pursuing a group of immigrants in a wooded area near the Texas-Mexico border on Friday fired several shots at an armed man who later identified himself as a militia member. Border Patrol spokesman Omar Zamora said agents have been chasing a group of immigrants east of Brownsville Friday afternoon when an agent saw a man holding a gun near the Rio Grande. The agent fired four shots and did not hit the man. The man then dropped his gun and identified himself as a member of a militia. There were no other details that were immediately available. The man had permission to be there. It occurred on private property. No one was arrested. He did exactly what I would probably do if a Border Patrol agent were shooting at me. It was a case of mistaken identity, and fortunately, this Border Patrol agent didn't shoot straight that day. Federal, state, and local officials, because they're politicians, will tell you they will tell you they've got this situation controlled, that everything is contained, that the border is secure. That's not the case. We can tell that by the steady freight train of immigration coming over the border all over the place, like a sieve trying to hold water. Militia units are not attempting to apprehend criminals coming over the border, but they are attempting to spot them as they infiltrate so the authorities can make arrests. They call the right people. They're doing the right thing. They're doing a good thing. And they're doing it voluntarily. They're doing it for love of country, believe it or not. The militia, and I'm not a member of a militia. And yet I am the militia. And you are the militia. I'm not a member of an identifiable militia. Just the one at large. Just the unorganized militia. And we've got a few. We've got a handful of people. By permission, doing the right thing. They get shot at by a Border Patrol agent. They lower their weapon. They say, hey, I'm an American. I'm in a militia. I'm not looking for you. I'm looking for the same people you're looking for. I'll help you. I don't think the border agent, because, you know, it was a case of mistaken identity. I don't think they should take any action against him. He's probably sitting back saying, wow, I'm glad I missed him. But these guys are doing the right thing. They're not out there being, rush hour Rambos. They're out there identifying and making a phone call. That's right. Desert Eagle says they're force multipliers for the Border Patrol. That's exactly what they are. No less. No less than that at all. And, this, like I said, this may be the shape of things to come. Now, those of you who find that distasteful, at the very least you can do is get out of our way. Because I got bad news for you. If I see the ISIS flag, now the ISIS flag is being flown in a handful of cases here in the United States right now. And if I see the ISIS flag on the ground, then I'm going to be looking for other people beside the flag bearer to see who else is with the ISIS flag bearer. And then if they're coming into my neighborhood, well, I'm going to take action. So the very least you can do, you can have disdain for me. You can have all you want. But this president has unwittingly done something here. This administration has unwittingly done something here that I'm almost certain they did not intend to do. They so want democratic power that they have imperiled the country. They so want to have a bunch of people to give amnesty to. And they want to look the other way with the guy that President Barack Obama, President Barack Obama in Dreams of My Father, in his book, said that if the Muslim world were backed into a corner by the rest of the world, I would have to side with them. So he's done that. He has done that. A lot of the AK-47s we may be facing here shortly on the border out of Iraq were supplied to them by a CIA program out of Texas where their depot is kept. I talked about that a year and a half ago when they were buying the magazines and the ammunition. And everybody said, who's your source? Who's your source? I still haven't revealed my source, but guess what? They're coming back to us. We're going to get to see those again. 200,000 of those things missing. This president has unwittingly put us in a position where the entirety of the Constitution is going to have to be respected in order for us to remain a republic. And even the Democrats understand this. Even the liberal Democrats understand this. When he got out there and said, I don't know, we don't have a strategy yet, they looked at him in disbelief. Barack Obama, for all of his goals on transforming America, has fundamentally doomed the Democratic Party. And for those rank and file people that vote for Democrats, you guys are dupes. The people that keep voting in the same people in California and in Chicago and in Connecticut and in New Jersey, you guys are duped. They're not in it for you. They're not in it for the people. They're in it for the power. They're in it for the power. And the only problem is they have abused the power to the degree that now you are all in danger. We don't know who has come across the border since the advent of ISIS. We don't know. We don't know where they are. We don't know who they are. We don't know what their plans are. We've caught a little bit of chatter coming down out of the border. I heard about this thing called American Hiroshima on Coast to Coast AM. That was a nuclear thing, but it doesn't have to be a nuclear thing. It could be a car bomb thing. What if we don't just have two or three car bombs going off on the border outside of El Paso, Texas? What if we have them going off around every major metropolitan area? And first and foremost, when that happens, oh, by all means, if you see ISIS personnel out there and you can take action against them, let me think about the easiest way to put this. Kill them. But at the end of the day, your way of life has been fundamentally transformed by the federal government, by their lack of action. You can't be the big dog on the porch without biting and mauling. And they don't have the stomach for that because they're too busy wanting to be in charge, large and in charge. And they may be in charge, you know, in Barack Obama's legacy, he may be the president that was remembered as taking us into the full-time terrorist target arena, like Israel, like most of Europe, various parts of Venezuela. Yeah, that may be happening soon. Like, you know, in the Middle East, you've got the Muslims blowing up the Muslims. As a matter of fact, at the gun shops, the gun bazaars, they detonate a lot of car bombs there because people are buying guns to defend against ISIS. Love the Second Amendment. Let me take the moment to flip into the second hour. I think I'm going to do that. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.